to another episode of Defend the Nest, the podcast. Episode 2 of the 2025-26 season. Yes, surprising myself even by doing another episode so soon. I'm keeping my promise. So that was a fun game, huh? Fun opening season game. 5-0 win over the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Who would have thunk it? I did not think it would be that dominating, but then looking at the Coachella Valley lineup, I'm starting to wonder, yeah, what happened to that team? I haven't really been following the other teams too closely in terms of off-season movements, but they look like a whole different team. And my best friend that I absolutely love to hate wasn't there. I forget his name right now, but yeah, not a fan of that guy. So yeah, it was a good game. We were just dominating from start to finish, essentially. Looking at the scoring, it was just... So I'm bringing up the scorecard now. We had Carpenter just scoring at the end of the first period, finally breaking through essentially after the goals just was just peppering Nike Koko. And the second period just all poured on from there. The floodgates opened. Tim Washi throwing the puck on net from near the goal line. And it looked like it hit Howell before going in, but I guess it bounced off the goalie. And Judd Caulfield finishing off a beautiful passing play. Beautifully set up from Roland McEwen. And similarly, in the third period, Sasha Pasichoff's, that was textbook play. We're going to see a lot of that this season, I reckon. Jan Meshack has been on fire to start the year. I know I'm not the only one to believe that as well, or see that. He is everywhere, like everything, everywhere, all at once. And yeah, he gained the zone, passed off to Meshack, and then headed, took a line to the net, which drew a defender with him. Meanwhile, Matthew Phillips slid off to the left, also drawing a defender because you can't leave that guy alone, and it gave Pasichoff all the space and time he needed to just skate into the slot and wire a shot, because you never give that guy time. So yeah, that was a nice one. And then yeah, just Matthew Phillips also combining with Pasichoff midway through the third to cap it off. So awesome game, and Billy Huso played really good too, even though he didn't see as much. That was probably the hardest part for him, was just trying to stay focused while not seeing too many shots to begin with. The Firebirds did pour it on towards the end, getting what looks like 6 or 7 shots in a row at one point. He stood tall, kept them out, and looked pretty bored in the process, as you would have seen in my game recap if you read that. Speaking of a game recap, so I will just touch on my post-game notes for those that can't be bothered reading. So basically I touched on, yes, I'd love some more Ian Moore, even though that's probably not going to happen, particularly given the Ducks are heading east and they will need an extra defenseman. They will definitely pull him up. Which I don't know if that means somebody has to be sent down. I'm guessing it would mean, but they can do that given they've got enough forwards. So we're probably going to get either Nesterenko or Colangelo. And yeah, he was clearly in a league of his own. He didn't really even stand out that much. He was just that good. Just quietly pushing play, executing smart defensive skilled plays. Yeah, he was great. I also touched on, I think the major point was, I was really trying to look closely at how the playing style has changed. I mean, Aaron said on the broadcast, this is, well, I don't think he said it live on air, but hot mic between breaks, he said, this is night and day different from last season. Different teams completely. It's like it's flipped. Where usually it would be the Firebirds dominating the goals, it was the other way around. And it just, I'm just kind of lost for words as to how different this team looked, how polished and how well executed they went in terms of start of the season. Usually they take a while to gel, but this, I mean, there were some hiccups every now and then, but it was, if there were, it was largely Stian Solberg, but that's just because he's a rookie. So if you weigh that up versus previous years where there's been more than one rookie in the lineup, and so that's more chance for that kind of mistake to happen. Yeah, it's a really good sign for the rest of the season. So what I saw, and I made note of this in my post-game notes, was so compared to what people have noticed with the Ducks, they've moved away from the man-to-man defense in favor of a zone coverage, which works better in terms of they were getting exposed by change-ups and overlaps. What I noticed with the Gulls, similar, kind of, but it seemed every time they were trying to dislodge a puck from the opposing player, they would lead with one man and two behind just a ways back on either side of them, like a triangle, kind of three-man. I'm calling it a three-man forecheck. So what that does is those two trailers take away passing lanes while also being there in support to collect the hopefully freed up puck. So it's very simple but very smart, and it worked. It absolutely worked. And then their breakouts were way faster and way more crisp as well. I don't think I ever saw them struggle or under, because if we're all very well aware and very well remember how hard it was for the Gulls to break out last season and previous seasons before. They didn't seem like they struggled at all in this game. There was just simple breakout plays that, if you've played hockey, you'll know this one, that, and I saw that a couple of times. The wingers come down to the boards, the mid boards, and I've just been corrected. The Ducks aren't heading east. My bad. They're playing at home. Okay. Scratch that. Yes. Sorry. Good old mid podcast correction there from Jake Rudolph. Thanks, Jake. Yeah. So the breakout, the most simple breakout you can play is the wingers come down to the boards, the half boards, and the center curls in sort of the low slot, and depending on which way the defenseman wants to move it, they just sort of pass around from there. Defense to winger, winger up to center as they move out of the zone. It's simple and effective. And the Gulls executed it perfectly. And otherwise, I did notice them also use just a quick swing around. So just each player positioned along the boards, and defenseman to winger, winger up to a waiting center who was just further down the zone on the boards. Also just a quick around the boards, essentially. And that worked as well. Real quick, real crisp. And it just ultimately meant the Gulls had possession for much of the game. And the only area where I saw them get exposed, and I'd seen that with the Gulls as well, the Ducks as well this season, is just when the defender joins the rush. If there's any kind of turnover and counterattack, then that one guy back is just facing a 3-on-1 essentially, and for the Ducks in particular, the forwards aren't getting back in time, and I did see that with this game as well. The forwards were slightly a bit slower on the back check, but by that point Rousseau was making the stop, and the forwards by that point were able to get to their guy. And speaking of defenders joining the rush, Tyson Hines is slow. He's still doing that thing where he's going all the way in. Several times he was crashing the net, finishing plays by having a good old tussle with the defender in front of the net, which is pretty funny since he's a defender himself. But yeah, love to see it, but also I wonder how much he's gonna it's just gonna be a thing to watch this season. Let's see how he goes, because he almost made the Ducks out of camp, so I'm thinking he's locked in for a breakout year. On the subject of defensemen, my other post-game note was regarding Stian Solberg. So, as I mentioned, he had some rookie mistakes, the odd hiccup, but he also was showing a lot of the hitting that we've been waiting to see from him. I saw several times he stood up a guy at the blue line, a big open ice hit. Not a, like, make the crowd go ooh kind of hit, because you know, sometimes he also brought the brunt of it, or mostly largely did. But he, yeah, he really threw his body around. And there was also the reverse hit, which I saw a lot of players, not a lot, but a few players taking exception to. And just the old half-board pasting, which he got the timing wrong on a couple of times, and it led to a scoring chance because it's so close to the goal's net. So he's going to just have to work on his timing for those and his risk assessment. But that's all right. It's just the first game of the season, and it's just I'm just happy to see him, you know, that part of his game coming out because we were waiting for that. And I also made note of the fluid roster because, yeah, if you didn't notice, Nick Briard played forward, which he did a couple of times in the preseason, but this one was out of necessity because Nathan Gauthier's injured, and although they've got reserves at forward, there's too many good defenders, and yeah, who's going to scratch Nick Briard? So he played at wing on the fourth line and was the point on the second power play unit. And I don't see that being long-term. For one, as I've said earlier, Ian Moore is definitely going up to the Ducks when they need him for an extra defenseman, which apparently is not that soon, because I thought they were heading east, but I guess those two games are at home. And, yeah, so that's status quo for now, but look for him to move back to defense once Ian Moore gets called up as the extra defender. Long term, yeah, good point. I don't know how that's going to work because, yeah, the Ducks do have too many good defenders up there. And, yeah, we've got a pretty good log jam down our way as well. But the roll-on effect would be Ian Moore goes up, Nick Briard goes back to D. That frees up a forward spot. Likely Drew Elliott. He's my dark horse. Or if they are, you know, not so sure of him just yet, they'll probably go Owen Lundmark. I have no idea what's the deal with Nathan Gauthier. I have no idea. I think it's an upper body from what I saw. But yep, no idea on the timeline. But concerned about that given how much time he spent off last season with injury as well. And one last thing. I didn't put it in my post-game notes, but I do want to go out on a limb and say some bold predictions. As mentioned before, reckon that Jan Mišák is on a tier and he is going to have a breakout year. I think he's going to compete for the scoring lead on the team for much of the season. He already is. If we want to look at a quick, very, very early scoring lead, we have Sasha Pastachov, Matthew Phillips, Roland McEwen, and Jan Mišák all sharing the team lead and scoring with 2 points each. But just the way Mišák has been this preseason and how he was in that game, he is going to rack up the points this year. He's going to be a point per game player, if not more. And that's, I think, probably going to turn some heads, just as a coming of age kind of thing. Given he was supposed to be a defensive forward. Anyway. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Of course. It's basically my prediction, and it's going to look silly saying this because it's already playing out on paper, but my prediction is it's going to be Pastajov, Phillips, and Mišák competing for the scoring lead all season. That's my prediction. And I think all three are going to be in the top 20 of the league scoring by year's end. So, yeah. Lock that in. I don't have any other bold predictions other than that because I'm conservative by nature. Yes, so that's all I've got to say because this is a short one, I'm sorry, but I've got to run because I've actually been called off on standby to do a flight tonight. So, looking forward to the next game, which is the home opener, and seeing those awesome burnt orange jerseys on the ice. Yes, sorry, I could have used that as a topic to talk about today, but I really don't have time. Sorry, folks. But can't wait to see how they look, and maybe I can get my hands on one of them next year when I come over. Or, shout out girls if you can hear this, please do another Pride jersey, because I missed out on those, and those were really cool. Perfect. All right. So you know where to find me. DefendTheNest.com. On Twitter, DefendTheNestSD. Facebook, yada, yada, yada. Awesome. Thanks, team. Enjoy the rest of your day and looking forward to that next game against Henderson. Go Gulls.